The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Okay, so I'm sure you've heard that most of the oxygen on Earth is created by the massive layers of algae that live on or near the ocean surface. But have you ever wondered what all those microscopic algae eat? The smallest of the marine phytoplankton are unicellular algae, less than one-tenth the width of a hair. They grow almost exclusively by photosynthesis, or so scientists thought. But working aboard a research vessel in the North Atlantic and using isotopes to track the fate of nutrients in samples of seawater, researchers have determined that the tiny algae obtain about a quarter of their biomass from bacteria. So abundant are the little algae that they alone devour between 40% and 95% of all the bacteria eaten in the top sunlit layer of the ocean. The rest succumb to other kinds of unicellular beings. That algae should depend to such an extent on bacteria came as a surprise. Perhaps it's more efficient to assimilate nutrients concentrated in bacteria than diffused in seawater. But whatever the reason, ecologists will have to revise their models of marine food chains to account for algal appetites.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.